Shriyas Perek Vav Mishnah Hey 6-5. To understand this Mishnah, you have to be mindful of the fact that the rabbis declare that Chutz La'aretz, the land outside of Eretz Yisrael, is Tame. Originally, that Din D'Rabbanan was that the physical earth, the clods of earth, were Tame, and the concern was since Gentiles aren't particular about where grave sites are over the years, bones could get mixed up and bone fragments could even be present in the soil. Later on, 80 years before the destruction of the second base of Mikdash, they were gozer. They decreed that even the air space outside of Eretz Yisrael, is Tame. They did that to inhibit people from leaving Eretz Yisrael and going to Chutz La'aretz, as Tosfos. So it's a place where things are, it's a Tame place, Chutz La'aretz. Now, in addition, you need to understand that there's something called Truma, and Truma is a tithe given to the Kohanim, and it is restricted from the Torah from becoming, it's prohibited from letting it become Tame. So that would mean that it would be forbidden to ever take Truma outside of Eretz Yisrael to bring to Chutz La'aretz under all circumstances, because there is based on Tame, and you'd be doing an Isser, Midr Rabban obviously, but an Isser of conveying rabbinic Tuma to your Truma. Now, normally Truma that becomes Tame has to be destroyed and is burned. When it comes to oil, olive oil, let's say, that became Tame, and it's Truma olive oil, so it still has to get burned, but the Kohen, to whom the Truma belongs, is permitted to get benefit while the oil is burning, so he can use it for his lamps, etc. Oil that has to be burned is called Shemen Sreifa, literally oil that stands to be burned, and it is already Tame, meaning before the olive oil is Tame, one may not burn it, but once it becomes Tame, one may burn it and get benefit from it. So the Mishnah is concerned about two questions. The first on this topic is whether one may bring Truma that became Tame, meaning Shemen Sreifa, the oil that must be burned, to Chutz La'aretz. Since anyways it's Tame, may one do it? And the second issue the Mishnah discusses is relevant to our discussion of Shvius, which is may one export or bring with him fruit that has Kedushas Shvius from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. Is that permitted? Two unrelated points. The Mishnah says, Ein Motzien Shemen Sreifa. First of all, you may not take, export, bring out of the country Shemen Sreifa, oil that became Tame, that must be burned, that's Truma. You can't bring it Me'aretz L'Chutz La'aretz, from Eretz Yisrael to outside of Eretz Yisrael, Midrabban, rabbinically, because even though it's already Tame, we don't want it becoming Tame further. And it's very possible, in fact, that at least on a rabbinic level, the Tuma status, let's say of the dirt, you're afraid it's more Tame than it. The Truma could go from saying being a Shlishi to a Sheni or a Rishon, etc. The Truma could become more Tame, exposed to greater degrees of Truma, of Tuma in Chutz La'aretz. And that's the main reason why it's here, one may not bring Peros of Eretz Yisrael that are Shemitah Peros to Chutz La'aretz either. So the full sentence reads, Ein Motzien Shemen Sreifa, you can't bring oil that's Truma that has to be burned, U Peros Shvius, and also Shemitah Peros, Meha'aretz L'Chutz La'aretz, from Eretz Yisrael to outside of Eretz Yisrael. The reason for the Peros Shvius, the restriction on bringing out the fruits that have Kedusha Shvius to outside of Eretz Yisrael, according to the Bar Tanura, is because sooner or later there'll be a mitzvah of Biur, to destroy, or according to Ramam, or at least to be mafkir, to render ownerless, that produce, and when the clock strikes on the calendar, today's the day for doing Biur, because such produce is not available in Eretz Yisrael, it cannot be done in Chutz La'aretz. Based on a pasuk, the Bar Tanura understands that Biur must occur only in Eretz Yisrael, and since you brought the fruit out from Eretz Yisrael, you'll end up being forced to do Biur ineffectively in Chutz La'aretz, and you can't. That's the promise of the Bar Tanura. Others on the issue is simply a more generic rabbinic restriction against bringing Peros Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz that has the restrictions of Kedusha Shvius, Shemitah produce, because Shemitah produce has all sorts of restrictions. You can't waste it, you can't deal with it commercially, and so on and so forth. So that being the case, there was a concern that if you bring Kedusha Shvius Peros, vegetables and fruit that have Kedusha of Shemitah year, to Chutz La'aretz, the next thing you know, you'll be dealing with them in forbidden ways to get them mixed up with local produce, which has no restrictions. Whatever the case, that's the din. There, of course, would be a big nafkamina, I should speak out. According to the Bar Tanura, who says the issue is biur, all sorts of vegetables that never have biur, let's say, you know, like onions, we saw the luf, for example, that had the bulb at the bottom, those kind of produce which stay embedded in the ground, since they're always available for animals to forage, there's never a time of biur, and so ostensibly, according to the Bar Tanura, there'd be no problem in bringing, let's say, onions to chutzlarts, because there's never a time to do biur on onions. Okay, the Mishnah continues on to say that Amar Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, Shamati Beferish, she says, I heard explicitly, Shemotziin Lesuria, Vein Motziin Lechutzlarts. I heard that you can't bring it to Chutzlarts, like the Tanakama, but Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says, when it comes to Suria, modern day roughly Syria, where David Melech conquered, there, says Rabbi Shimon, one may bring his Perishvias, and a Shemin Strefa for that matter. Yeah, however, the Halach is not like Rabbi Shimon.